In this special episode of This Mayo Life, veteran Tim Peters shares some of the close calls he experienced serving in the U.S. Navy from 1977 to 1981 before being honorably discharged as a second-class petty officer.
I was inspired to join the military for basically three reasons, if I look back at it now. One was travel. And back then they had a saying that said, join the Navy, see the world, and that was very true. I made two Westpacs and basically went around the world twice. Also for the electronics training, but another big reason was the GI Bill. Back then I got the GI Bill that paid for all of your tuition and all of your books, 100%. I knew at that time my dad was not going to pay for my college, so that's why I joined. My most memorable experiences or my experience in the military are pretty extensive, really. In 4 years in the Navy, like I said, I made two Westpacs, so I basically went around the world twice. I was a shellback, which meant I crossed the equator. I actually crossed it twice. So another very memorable experience was I got a campaign medal for the Iranian hostage crisis. We were up there for 3 months during that crisis, so I got the campaign medal, and because of that, I'm a member of the VFW. What I want civilians to know about the military service, I would say it's a wonderful thing for the country and for yourself, but to not state the obvious, it can be dangerous. What a lot of people don't realize is that even when you're supposedly at peacetime, there's a lot of things in the military that just are inherently dangerous. To cite a few that I went through, I was actually on a flight team on our ship, and we had a helicopter that crash-landed, and the reason that it crash-landed was that it was low on hydraulic fluid, and I was the first one on the flight deck, and as it came in, it bounced off the flight deck, and because it was low on hydraulic pressure, the blades came down really low. Well, one of the things they teach you when you're on flight duty is that you keep a small or a short profile, and during that episode, I realized why after the fact, because the guy that was running right directly behind me on the flight deck said if I was to stand up straight at that time, I would have had my head taken off, so... Also, we had a major fire on the ship, and I was the first one on the scene, and I had to bring the hose in there before the actual firefighters got there with their oxygen breathing apparatus and all that, so they shut the hatch behind me, and I was crawling on my hands and knees, as they teach you, to bring this fire hose right up to the fire, and when I came back, that compartment was so full of smoke, I couldn't breathe, plus I couldn't see through the window in the hatch, and I just about passed out. If I would have passed out, they wouldn't have seen me, and I wouldn't have knocked on the hatch, and they wouldn't have opened it, and I probably would have died from smoke inhalation. But luckily enough, I didn't pass out. I made it. And then also, when we were up in the Persian Gulf, we spent 3 months up there at what they call port and starboard, which means we're on basically a 12 hours on, 12 hours off kind of shift. And that's considered one level below general quarters. And general quarters is like battle stations. So the whole time that we were up in the Persian Gulf during that Iranian hostage crisis, you never knew, you know, as you lay your head down to go to sleep at night, whether or not you're going to wake up in the Persian Gulf, if you woke up at all, you know, so it was very stressful. And also, one thing that I learned about myself while serving in the military was that I could be totally self-sufficient, and also that I could excel in an accelerated learning environment. The first year, the schooling that you go through is pretty fast-paced, and they try to, it's kind of a weaning out sort of thing, that if you can make it, you make it. If you can't, they'll ship you right out to the fleet and you won't get your schooling. So you really have to make it in that fast-paced environment. So it's kind of a trial situation, really, is what it is. And I also learned that when I was overseas so many times that I could trust my instincts. There's a lot of places that are totally alien to civilian life here in the U.S. And when you get over there, you're pretty young and just leaving the nest, so to speak. So you kind of grow up pretty fast, and you, at least I did in my case, I learned to trust my own instincts. When I knew I was in bad situations or whatnot, I would learn that, okay, it's time to get out of the situation, leave the area or whatever, which I had to do several times, as a matter of fact, in several different countries. But again, I wouldn't give it up for the world. You gave me college. I had a chance for to learn electronics and 4 years to grow up before I went to college and then started my career here at Mayo.
Know a military veteran? Take some time to ask them about their experiences or express your gratitude for their dedicated service.